and, you know, people were really friendly, you know, like there was this affinity that you just smile at a stranger and they'd smile right back at you. I mean, I was marching, it made me want to move to Toronto. I swear. I know. But I was just marching through saying, yeah, I love Toronto. Toronto's great.
Well, sure, you're surrounded by 100,000 fags and dykes, of course. Yeah.
That would do it.
What was there, okay, you've described the mood to me. I was going to ask you that, but I think we've got the mood down. What was the theme? Was there any theme?
I think each float had their own theme.
Yeah, I think, like you were saying, the theme was to celebrate. Generally, you know.
And yeah, the technical theme was every day, everywhere.
Sorry, the technical theme was every day, everywhere, but mm-hmm. people sort of take it from there.
Mm-hmm. And just show your colors and be out there and celebrate. That's what it seemed like to me. And I was really impressed that they had floats. Well, it was my first gay pride parade ever. And I was really impressed that they had the floats with music so you could dance. That was what I loved.
While the floats went by, you could dance, you mean?
Well, behind them.
Oh, behind them.
I was on my skateboard dancing. It's great.
Did you meet other skater dykes?
We did. We were very happy.
And what other kind of theme floats were there?
Oh, there was gay fathers, gay mothers, parents of gay children.
That's the one you mentioned that you were quite impressed with.
I almost cried.
Yeah. Well, just to see parents so proud of...
They were proud. They're signed. I almost cried, literally.
And then they had the Buddies in Bad Times float, which was very popular.
Why? What was happening on that float?
Well, it seemed to me, I don't know, it seemed like a popular float.
Were any of the floats throwing out free things?
Candy. They should have thrown out condoms.
They weren't throwing out condoms.
I didn't see any, but...
Well, they gave out free condoms.
Yeah, that's true. Though, that's true.
Lubricated?
We found some non-lubricated.
Good for you. Okay, times have got to change. Yeah, I've got to stop throwing those lubed condoms. Well, thank you all very much.
Welcome.
Thank you.
May you have, you know, some gay pride days in Montreal, too, because we're getting bigger, too. Thank you, Denise.
You're welcome. Thanks.
We'll have some music now. I think we have the Chimes. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. It's a U2 cover that Joanne has dug out for us. Here we go.
I have run Jacques.
Hello, folks out there. We are going over now to Montreal for a direct report from Genevieve Hashtag.
1, 2, 3, 4. Can I have a little more? Wait, I put the microphone close.
Now, for the weather forecast.
Today we reached a high of 25. Tomorrow we will be going down to 23. And,
Dummy, you put it against my mouth. Once upon a time, there was a little microphone.
Is this mic in the right place? I don't know. Am I popping my peas?
Here we are at the hockey ring at the Toronto Maple Leafs are really creaming the Montreal Canadiens. The score is 4-0 for the Toronto, now Toronto. Toronto, go.
It's my fault, it's G-sharp, okay.
It's Mom,
not
remember, the tape recorder's on.
What?
A microphone, just like yours.
Don't touch it.
We're gonna prick it.
No, better not. It makes terrible, terrible noises.
Funny.
Lama, lama. Lama, lama.
Ding, dong, dong. Ding, dong, dong. Okay.
Shall I play it? Turn it back? You listen to it?
Yeah.
This message was brought to you by Genevieve Hashtag. Hashtag. That's like high sticking. That was a piece entitled Fafa's Machine, another radio contortion.
Well, we're back, and that's part of our ongoing radio art series. And this is Dykes on Mics, 90.3 FM. CKUT. And we managed to
rope in some more dykes.
Lasso them even. By the heels. Drag them into the studio. Their hair dragging on the ground, creating sparks as they left sort of, you know, furrows in the carpet. Yeah. Nothing less than dramatic. So we should introduce them now that we have them here.
Let's.
Okay. So we have Jane from CKDU in Halifax, another alternative station, and Tristis from CHSR in Fredericton, and we're going to talk to them about their women's programming. Do you guys have dyke programming? Good question. Question number one.
With teeth in it.
and how, what's it called and how long?
Well, actually, I've worked at the station as a program director for a long time, and there was a one women show when I got there. There was sort of some folky stuff that wasn't just women's music, but, well, that kind of changed. See, we got a little bit more, women playing different types of music as well, without replacing the original one. And it sort of almost got to the point where the gay show, per se, was redundant because it was so everywhere. It wasn't relegated to a current affairs position. There were people doing shows who do a lot of really, really hard-hitting commentary as well as good music throughout the rotation of the week, weekends, prime time, evening, morning, and so on. And I think that becoming the program director there and being pretty out, totally, completely out, very fast.
But are you out?
A bit of a welcome mat for the girls and the guys, right? So I think that everyone, people came up to me and said that they hadn't actually even been out at the station, and then they saw that, you know, you could actually even pull down a really exploitative wage and be out at your job. So they were happy about that. And actually, a lot of people, like the straights, were happy too. It was sort of ripe for the picking. Like, you know, they were really supportive. They wanted someone to come in there and dominate them, I think.
and Tristis, and your...
Okay, I came to CHSR in January of this year, so it's all relatively new. But there was a women's show there, Focus, and a women's collective, which was fairly active in getting things done. In fact, they just got equality put into the hiring practices of the radio station. They've been doing a lot of work. I was with the women's program for a while, and we did do lesbian stuff on it, and I just felt, I was also with the gay program, Fruit Cocktail, and I just felt there was a place, a need for a new show, so I started Doze Lesbos in May, so we're really new, and but we're going strong, I guess. We get a lot of feedback. People do like, mind you, they don't tell us themselves, they get other people to tell us, so that's pretty good, I suppose. You know, people seem to take it well.
I heard you this afternoon on the Homo Show, actually, talking about the fact that
Fredericton is located in the Bible Belt.
Oh, yes.
And how problematic that was. And that a lot of the, well, some of the feedback that you got, in fact, was quite negative from reactionaries who just were appalled at the fact that lesbians and gays had a voice, a queer voice on the radio.
Yeah, a lot of that feedback that I was talking about was from published lesbian and gay prose and commentary, because the Brunswickan, which is the campus community newspaper, published a gay supplement, and the feedback that came back from that, letters to the editor to that, were fairly nasty. And letters to the editor of the local newspaper as well, the Gleaner, often carry religious anti-gay letters in them, so we do get some feedback that way, which we'll deal with. That's okay, actually. Mm. But we have also been getting a lot of feedback from straights who say that they like the show, that they enjoy it, because, you know, it is fairly entertaining on top of everything else. I mean, the same thing with Fruit Cocktail.
Yeah. What's it like in Halifax? What kind of feedback are you getting?
I suppose that a lot of the people who may not be positive about what we're doing there shut up. And, like, there's very, very little negative feedback. I mean, there's mouth-foaming Bible types everywhere, but I guess, I don't know, you almost don't notice them in a way. But like I was saying, I think that there's huge support for the presence of gay issues, lesbians and gay men on the air. It's really well received. I do a show called The Girl Gang, a music show, on Thursday afternoons, and I'm staggered by the amount of male listeners I have. It's unbelievable. They're calling in from, like, Canadian Tire back room. I have these regular guys, they're mechanics. They love the show. Like, I'm playing, like, Babes in Toyland, L7. Like, these are songs that have lyrics like, she's got so much clit, she doesn't need no balls. Like, they're totally graphic. You couldn't get more. And, like, guys calling up. I mean, I play a lot of funk, too. I play some disco and funk, like Cool in the Gang kind of stuff, and punk, and mix it up. I don't know why. They like it. In my entire time doing a show, about a year and a half, I've had two female callers. I know that women listen, but they never call. But it's guys that call in who are definitely not gay saying, I like the show.
Yeah, we found the same thing on Hearsay, is that our listeners that respond to us are usually men. Because people who know the information are going for more information, and people who are hearing it for the first time are the ones who are most likely to make the phone call.
Well, if I may say something, a lot of callers and some letters that we get here at Dykes on Mics are from women. There are a lot of men. There are a lot of male listeners.
Really remarkable. I think you've achieved something there. That's incredible.
We got the women. Yes, calling. They want to talk.
Well,
to
we
us.
Did double the female listenership at CKDU in the time that I was there. It appears that we lost some 18 to 24 year old white males in the surveys, but we gained a lot of women. And interestingly too, from my perspective, CKDU had always been very good with having women on the air in general, but so I never really increased the number of women. I couldn't ever seem to get as many as people would like, but you know, 35% being a pretty good average for across Canada of on-air hosts. But the listenership completely changed. We had a much more woman-positive thing. So I think that the same amount of men were on air, but they were much more women-positive, and the type of music was, I wouldn't say, like, women-oriented or something, but I think we lost a little bit of R.E.M. and jangly kind of, I mean, I like punk and stuff. I'm not saying hard music. I don't know why. Women just like the station a lot more. In our funding drive, they provided about 70% of the money in our funding drive, which is unheard of in Canada. Mm. So it's a really woman-centered station out there. And I think it had roots to be that in any case, and I think I just put it into fifth gear for a little while, but so that's pretty interesting.
How about in Fredericton? Where are you located, first of all? At the university?
Yeah, we're on campus in the sub.
Basement?
No, actually, we're up on the top floor of one section, and it is very cool.
That's nice.
Well, actually, we thought it was very warm, then we came here. But, you know, wind blowing through and stuff like that, windows and things.
It sort of brightens things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you have funding? Have you had a funding drive there? Something that you can kind of gauge what who's listening, the community that's listening, and how much they're willing to support.
Actually, the sad thing for your show is that I was so new at that time at the station that I had no information. I didn't have any concept of what was going on. I just joined it when that was happening. So I participated and I was there. Everybody had a good time. We achieved a lot. We raised a lot of money, but I don't know who contributed what or that sort of thing. So.
Actually, that's worth mentioning on ours. The official gay and lesbian show, it's a half-hour spoken word show.
I was going to ask you that next.
They raised $1,000 in half an hour. It was, broke every record. Like, it was unbelievable. That was...
What's the name of the spoken word show?
It's called The Word Is Out, and it's produced historically by Brenda Barnes, who's here at the conference also. And Dan Hart, who's now the new program director at CKDU.
Okay, so it's a gay and lesbian spoken word show.
Yes, it is.
So as yet, there's not a separate...
No, but you...
Is that...
There isn't, but there's this show called Spinsters on Air, and it's very gay. I mean, one week maybe more than the next, depending on what the host was up to that week. I don't know. But, you know, it's like, it's sort of irrelevant at a point that it might as well be. I mean, it's listened to. The listenership is primarily gay women.
So what's really interesting...
And Odd Girl Out, which is Brenda's show, which is a brilliant show, named after a lesbian pulp novel. It's a great show.
Oh, Anne Bannon, I read that.
Yeah.
That was a nasty book.
And
terrifically depressing. It's sort of everyone... nothing.
She has a card on air that goes, "I'm odd, I'm a girl, and I'm out. So join me on Thursday morning." And that's good.
Very good. Well, what's interesting is that virtually everyone we've spoken to have said that we were managing to seep in everywhere underneath the door, through the cracks, the crevices. I mean, we're not ghettoizing or we're not marginalizing ourselves into separate compartments, but we're everywhere in all the stations, station managers, program directors we've spoken to, all four of them on this show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite extraordinary. And the other thing is that they're all girls, and they're all here on this show. So we managed to get all the program directors on Dykes and Mikes talking about their specific stations in the Maritimes and elsewhere, and it's very good.
It's like, you know, it is a really male-dominated job, and I think some of the record reps sort of raised their eyebrows a little bit, but they know they got to step in line real fast because... He's there to sort of kiss your ass a little bit, really. It's his job. I mean, you're sort of there to do that, too, but they can't come on with any attitude like that because you're basically in control, and if they're off by, you know, a foot, you bring them into line really fast. And, like, you know, it's a very powerful position, and you can make an impact in sort of interesting ways. I'm in the midst of power withdrawal now because I don't have a station to rule anymore. And it is an amazing job that way. It's fun, and you get to, you know, encourage people, and it's an excellent job. I was only exhausted from it and had to take the summer off is the only reason why I left, but hope to return and stay in community radio, which I'm doing by being a board member of the NCRA still.
So how many volunteers do you have at your respective stations?
Well, there's a roster of about 150 people. For any one given time, there'd be about 80 people working on air through the rotation of a week. I don't know. I'd say there's a... I don't know. Yeah, that's about it.
Interests?
Oh, boy. Okay. There must be 100, I'd say. Yes, because they were saying how bad it was 4 years ago when they had 60. So
that's extraordinary in Fredericton, a town of that size, that you'd have 100 people working community radio.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. Lots of volunteers come in all the time. Unfortunately, a lot of them are male and white. But, you know, the station has been trying very hard, and we've been getting a lot of good mixed programming, women's programming. And gay programming, that sort of thing. It's well represented anyway.
And what is the number of programs that you'd have in a period of a week? How many programs do you have slotted?
Probably about 50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you have longer periods that people are on air, or?
No, 2 to 3 hour shows. 3 hours being the longest stint, only one in the morning. The rest of them are about 2 hours, mm-hmm. maybe an hour for a specialty show.
Mm-hmm. So how many people would be listening? What would your listening audience be?
Because
CKDU has quite an audience. I mean, it's next to CBC in Halifax.
Yeah. It's very hard to say. I mean, one official survey was done once and said 25,000 listeners, which I think is grossly inflated. 50 watts, you know, what do you have here in Montreal, like 7,000 or something? You have a huge amount of watts.
We have 5,400.
5,400? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's also a hilly terrain. There's blackouts in the city. People that can't reach you are only intermittently. It's quite frustrating. There is also a scattering of a large market that could be ours that are outside the reach, unless you're sort of a wizard and you know how to hook it up. For instance, the black community is parceled out into several different areas, prohibiting us and them really from being able to use the radio as a networking tool that it could be, such as in a city like here or Toronto. So 25,000 might be on the books. I would say that we have a core of 10,000, and you know, we do very well on our funding drive. We raise between $30,000 to $40,000 each year, which is by far and away the highest amount of money in the Atlantic provinces, and for our per capita ratio, very high. You know, for the amount of listeners to how many dollars raised, it's good, and they pay it. Our collections
there
rate
we go, yeah.
is really high, so they generally mean it when they say, "I'll give you money."
Well, it's extraordinary
because we're still collecting from our March fund drive,
and hence putting carts on the air that are threatening everyone out there.
Yeah, exactly. So pay up, all right.
Yeah. So, well, this is Dykes and Mikes, and I guess it's 8 o'clock now, just about.
Just about. We figure we're gonna end off with a tune that Jane particularly likes, I guess. Soho Goddess, right?
No, I don't know that one so well, but I like this
group,
that one. Soho.
That was okay, mine.
Now, what's the line on Soho, girls? You got any insight?
Yeah, give us the insight.
They're sisters, right? But have you heard that Girl on a Motorbike song? Man, you won't believe the words to it.
Same thing with Goddess.
Oh, yeah?
You listen to Goddess, especially the very last. You know the woman's gay. You just know.
You just know she's a dyke.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great tune. We use it for the theme of our show. We just
is this the theme of your show then?
Yeah, the theme music. Yeah.
Right on. Oh, so we can leave with a Dykes and Mikes joke, and I guess the boys are getting threatened that Thelma and Louise is such a fine film, and everyone's going to it. In the States, apparently men are getting up and leaving. They're not very happy, so that's in the Midwest. So we have here a Xerox through the mail, a fax actually. Someone faxed it to me. Thelma and Louise, two men are leaving, and one man says the other, it should have been rated PMS. So a great movie, and what do we get? Nothing but flack. So this is Dykes on Mikes, and we're leaving now.
Thank you to Jane and Justice.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for
having
us.
Yeah, it's been
good. Oh, WCKUD on your dial 90.3. Don't be square, don't be a geek. Just tune in 7 days a week. Yeah, yeah, it's our station. Yeah, yeah, it's our station. Yeah, yeah, it's our station. Yeah, yeah, it's our station.
Hey, Don, look over here under this rock.
What is it, Rich?
It's under the rock.
Good evening and welcome to Underground Sounds for this July 8th. And not only is it July 8th, but it's also the start of the National Campus Radio
Conference.
National Campus Radio Community. Oh, I can't even say it. I've been telling so many people.
The National Campus Community Radio Conference.
And here to talk about it is regular Underground Sounds co-host Becky, who will be running off after she talks about the conference because she's busy working on the conference. So.
Well, that's true. I would like to be here with y'all this week because, you know, Underground Sounds is what I really do around here, but
haven't forgotten that accent in Alberta, have you, last week?
I always say y'all. Have it, y'all. I've never not said y'all. At any rate, but this week is the start of the conference, and that's my summer job, and I've been all busy registering people all day. In fact, you know what? I was up at 6:30 this morning.
Oui.
You know why?
Nope.
I was on CBC Radio Daybreak.
Oh, that's true. And I saw it in my agenda, and it was too late.
It was too late.
I saw it when I woke up, and it was too late.
So I'd like to wish my wonderful co-host, France, a lovely show.
Well, thanks. And, we'll be talking about the conference throughout this show. There's going to be little ads about the conference and all this. So, and we're going to hear music of people that are donating their time to play for that conference and a whole bunch of things. And you'll be sick of hearing about the conference when it's over on Saturday. But, I mean, it's a whole bunch of fun. And can people come out from the public and register for certain events?
If they'd like to. I think the thing that is more attractive is for people to coming out to the concerts this week. I mean, the concerts really are the way the public can best participate in the conference. It's going to be a lot of fun, and all the conference people will be there. And if you want to meet people from across Canada from different radio stations, then come out to some of CKUT's noisy nights this week.
Yeah, and that's what we'll be talking about. I mean, throughout the first part of the show, we'll be talking about the Canadian artists who are featured in the noisy nights. And I guess there'll be a whole bunch of people. I know the show on Wednesday, we're going to invite people from all the local stations here. And I mean, there will be the delegates that are going to be there. So it's going to be a whole bunch of fun for a whole bunch of people.
It's radio chaos this week, I
think. Yeah, it's a whole lot of fun, I guess. Well, I hope you'll enjoy this show. I mean, it is a good selection of music. If people might be wondering, conference music, what is this going to be?
Of course. It's marvelous music because, of course, we have the best. It's the National Campus Community Radio Conference. Would we settle for second best?
Exactly not.
So this is like the best, you know, of the best.